بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. وقال تبارك وتعالى: فألهمها فجورها وتقواها. صدق الله العظيم. Elders, beloved brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has some very special moments and times in the year where there are special effects, special time, open time. We hear in dunya also window period, where now you can change the sides that you are on right now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us also this window period in the month of Ramadan. فَمِنْهُمْ شَقِيُّ وَسَعِيدُ. Among the people will be those that are shaqi, badbakht, wretched people. وَسَعِيد, and those that are fortunate people. فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ. Qiyamah's day, one group will go to the fire of Jahannam, Allah save us, one group will go to Jannah. But this window period Allah has given in dunya only. The decision is yours. Decision is yours, the intention is from your side. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْنِيَاتِ. All actions are based upon intentions. We make the niyat. Many a person you find is afraid to make the change. Sometimes the opportunity is there to go for Hajj, to go for Umrah, but the young girl, a young boy will say, I'm not ready as yet. I'm not ready to change my life as yet. I'll pass. I'll take a rain check. I won't go now. But that's your window period right now. Allah is opening it for you. And when this mihman of Allah comes, this guest comes and calls you over to the right side of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, towards Allah, that's the time now they say, اغتنم, غنیمت سمجھ لو. Take it now. It might not come again. So this special, special month of Ramadan, Allah has given this ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these are special moments from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us to make decisions. And all our a'mal are based upon our intentions. The amount of intention we'll make, to what extent the intention, the niyat will make to become the friends of Allah, to become true ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the extent of our intention will be the help of Allah. Although I don't want to do it. Allah Masul Akhasab rahmatullah used to say that a person is very weak to wake up for Fajr Salah. I can't wake up in winter months. I'm battling to wake up early in the morning. So he says, be sincere to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Before you go to bed at night, you sit on your bed and you raise your hands if you wish to and talk to Allah. Make the niyat. And be sincere also. Allah loves now when we speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dua isn't only in the masjid. When you're walking also, make a dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Dua time is always open time. And there are special moments also when Allah ta'ala opens the doors completely, that now take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says that sit on your bed and talk to Allah. And say to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, I love my sleep and my bed too much. And I don't want to wake up for Fajr namaz. But Ya Allah, you wake me up. Ya Allah, you wake me up. You're being honest to Allah. Then half a niyat. But you make niyat in your heart, Ya Allah, I want to wake up, but be honest to Allah. Ya Allah, I love my sleep. In that sweet talk with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Like how the little boy, right now he wants something from his father. Our mu'amala, our relationship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala isn't like a boss to a boss. We are little children before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We fall, we make mistakes, we say, Allah, I'm sorry. Allah says, maaf. Start walking again. You slipped again, make tawbah again and come again. So we're not some big bosses or managers in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we are little children that make mistakes. Allah Ta'ala has kept the door of tawbah open. Little child now will tell the father, I want the chocolate, I want the sweet. Father says, I'm not giving you. He said, I only want one. I won't ask for another one. Just give me one only. But we know that child now, 2-3 year old child, how he'll make his cute face and how he will come. And he says, he only wants one. But when he gets a taste of it, then he'll come later on again. Can I have another one, please? The way he'll make his face. But what he said the first time, I won't ask again. But we know he's going to come again. So we say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, Ya Allah, I don't wake. But Ya Allah, you wake me up. And here ulama explained, the person continues with this relationship with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the time will come in his life, leave alone Fajr Salah, Allah will give him up with tahajjud namaz. Because now you open your relationship with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. These are special moments in the month of Ramadan where we can make those decisions with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, even I don't want to change. Ya Allah, then do you change me. Ya Allah, I don't want to spend in your path. Ya Allah, then to accept my wealth. Ya Allah, I don't want to go out in the path of Allah. Then to you take me out. To make the dua at least. To talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't make the intentions. Man mata. Man mata wa lam yaghzu wa lam yuhadith bihi nafsahu. Mata ala shu'bati min nifaq. Aw kama qala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the person who leaves the soul, he passes away. Never spoke in the path of Allah, never waged jihad in the path of Allah, tabarak wa lam yaghzu. Never waged jihad in the path of Allah, wa lam yuhaddith bihi nafsahu. He never even mentioned this to himself also. That if the opportunity comes, I will go. Never said it to himself, never mentioned it also. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, he didn't go out, he didn't strive, he didn't wage jihad, he never spoke about it also to himself. He will die upon the branch of hypocrisy. Branch of hypocrisy. So to open this communication with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, especially now in the month of Ramadan. For the special month of Ramadan, what intentions we have in the heart, what a'mal we do, what decisions we make in regards to my life, my wife, my children, my future. This is the month, ulama say, what you do. This month will last you the remaining 11 months of the year. Now's the time, they say, to coin it and to make it. When the moon was sighted for Ramadan, the example is given, when the moon was sighted, as if now for the Reserve Bank, they're distributing money-making machines to the entire country. Now the moon has been sighted, we give you 29, 30 days. Print how much you want. Print how much you want. Allah says, well, how much you want? This month, the last year, the whole year, not more. Print how much you want, 200 notes, whatever it may be, whatever currency you want. Subhanallah, if they give us a machine like this, or they have some portal on the internet that log into this, and from here they start printing how much cash you want to. It's open 24/7. Myself will make the tertib in the house between the wife and children. 24/7, somebody must be on the computer. Nobody must. There mustn't be anybody sleeping at any given time. Printing all the time. So we make it for the rest of the year. Allah says, you can make it now. How much intentions you're going to make, how much a'mal you're going to do will last you the entire year. What taqwa you will gain in your life, which direction you will take your family. This will be now the decisive moment for the remaining part of the year. Now is the time. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, after the month of Ramadan, used to make dua for qabool yet 6 months after the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, accept the amal of Ramadan. And next 6 months, used to make dua for the coming Ramadan. Because he knew this is a window period. These are special moments. Like how a person goes to Haramain Sharifain, go to Al-Aqsa, or Tal Haram. Ya Allah, they are protected. Give it back to the Muslim Ummah. Those places are Mubarak. We know du'as are accepted there. At Kaaba Sharif, at Multazam, Mizab al-Rahmat, Hatim, at the Roda of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Du'as are accepted. There are special places where du'as are accepted. So places where du'a are accepted and moments like in the month of Ramadan. Allah has special malaika that carry the arsh of Allah, the throne of Allah. And they make tasbih and they praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the entire year. These are chosen malaika that carry the arsh of Allah. In the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to these malaika, for this month of Ramadan, this duty of yours is finished. Now say ameen upon the du'as of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Say ameen upon the du'as. What intentions they have in their hearts, put a seal on it. This is who they will be for the remaining part of the year. Person goes for Hajj, he's supposed to come back with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brimming over into his heart. The love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he stands at the Hajr al-Aswad, which is Yameenullahi fil ard, the right hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this earth. Not literally, Allah knows what the meaning is. حديث شريف زين when you make استلام to حجر الأسود لك you are shaking your hands with Allah تبارك وتعالى. What you have in your heart at that time, Allah puts a seal on the heart. The masturat, the wife, went for hajj, husband went for hajj, they came back. When they were simple people, now they've come back with the love of brand names and jewelry. That was in the heart, Allah put a seal on it. They came back with the love of Allah. For salah, Quran, they see the sunnah on their bodies, on their faces. Now you know what jazba, what emotional feeling they made the tawaf. They came back with the right effect. Special place. These are special moments right now. What decisions to make in regards to my own life. Here ulama explained, every one of us have we sat down with our families, with our wives and our children, or alone, and asked myself, what is the niyat of your life? What niyat have you, what intention have you made for your life? Have we asked ourselves? The qabr is a reality. Qiyamah is a reality. Jannah is a reality. Jahannam is a reality. Hisab kitab, give accountability to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is a reality. Oh my wife, what is the intention of your life? What is your direction? Oh my children, what direction are you all moving in? What direction have I put them upon? What is the niyat? That is why Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says in Quran Sharif, أَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا. When it comes to the nafs of insan, our inner selves, our desires, our carnal self within ourselves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا. That Allah instilled in every person the effect of sin primarily. Automatically by default, a person will go away from the commands of Allah. That's how the nafs is. You'll go away from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is fujur. Little child, 2-3 years old, learning to eat. You know how he will eat. He's a righty. He does everything with the right hand. But eating time, now eat with the left hand. Sunnah to eat with the right hand, but eat with the left hand. Remind him the first time, the second time, the third time. Continuous reminder, still eating with the left hand. He's got the food in the right hand, and he's got now the glass in the left hand, he's drinking with the left hand. Better drink with your right hand, he's still going to the left hand. The fujur is there, the nafs goes towards that direction, not when he becomes baligh, but the time already is born. But tarbiyat, the parents will make of the child. Entering the masjid, we find, we know the sunnah, to come with the right foot inside. But doesn't click at that moment. We just forget. Our lifeline, our connection to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his lifestyle. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam have a link to us. They have a link to us. Mashayikh say that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, we sitting here today in the masjid is not by chance. It's not by some luck. It was lucky to be a Muslim. Your hidayat, your iman was written in one of those du'as and tears of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he cried in his hujra mubarak, in his room mubarak, in the roda, in the mihrab of tahajjud, in some battlefield, he cried for the ummah, your name was written there. That is the ta'alluq, that is a connection Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam has to you. Whether I have connected myself now to the roda, that connection is still there, the cry is still there. When Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is still waiting for the ummah to come back to his way of life. Because he cried for the ummah to come into existence. He gave the ultimate qurbani, ultimate sacrifice. Month of Ramadan, Badr took place. Battle of Badr in second year Hijri. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam left Madinatul Munawwara not to go and fight. There was a group of mushrikeen that were passing by with saman, with goods, just to go and pick it up and bring it back to Madinah Munawwara, which is halal and jais for them. But it turned out into a battle. That was in Ramadan also. Fath Makkah, conquest of Makkah also in Ramadan. All this qurbani was given and sacrificed for this ummah to come into existence. That link from the Roda Mubarak is still alive. That is why we are still in the fold of Islam. It's for us to strengthen that bond to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and bring our lives and our children upon the sunnah. What is the sunnah lifestyle? For us to understand how beloved the sunnahs are to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. My wife doesn't like a certain burqa of mine. She says, don't wear it. I'll never wear it again. I don't like this topi of yours. Leave our wife, Allah forgive us. Sometimes a haram relationship with a girl, not even married to her. She says, this color doesn't suit you. You'll never wear it again. Not even married to her. But so much muhabbat for her. I won't do it again. Tell the wife, I don't like this dish. Please don't make it again. She won't make it. And the ones you like, she'll make it every time. So much muhabbat. That love we should have with the sunnah lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what hasn't he done for us? That love to come in our hearts that I want to be like him. He is my hero. I want to know everything about him. How he walked, how he smiled, how he spoke. Because his lifestyle is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How beloved to Allah? How beloved to Allah? This entire sunnah lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wasn't by chance. Whether he's eating, his way of eating, the right hand, the three fingers, bismillah before it, thanking Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, how to drink, standing, sitting, entering the masjid, leaving the masjid, how into the house, salam, surah ikhlas, buruchri, all these sunnahs make our lives valuable. The entire lifestyle of Nabi alayhi salam is beloved to Allah jalla jalaluhu. How beloved? Ulama explained that Allah had already fashioned and designed a certain way this insan must carry out his life. Allah had a complete system already, head to toe, internally, externally. I made this model of insan. He ahsan taqweem, the premium, ultimate, optimum model of creation is insan. Nobody higher and more sophisticated than insan. No one. For all the scientists and doctors together that are studying the eye or studying the ear or the heart, put all the faculties together and ask them, have you reached the bottom of the eye? Do you know everything about it? He said, we're still researching. We saw this insan is so delicate. He's so delicate. Allah has made him such things within him that no one can claim that we know everything about the human body. Impossible. It'll never happen. Doctors even can't say why the heart attack takes place. It's just assumptions, possibly because of the cholesterol, the bad one, and the good one. But with certainty, we can't say. It's Allah Ta'ala's optimum model. So when Allah Ta'ala made insan, Allah had a certain way how this insan was performing in this world. That you come back to me now, fulfilling the syllabus of mine, you become my beloved, I will love you. إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. If you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then follow me. From head to toe, internally, externally. And when you will follow Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah will say, I will love you. Allah Akbar. The creator saying, I love the creation, knowing how impure we are. And when somebody loves someone, remember, and somebody loves someone, then you overlook all that person's shortcomings and faults also. When the boy sees the girl, she will be having some psoriasis, or some whatever defects, but the love has come into his heart. He overlook all the shortcomings. Allah is saying, you bring sunnah in your life with all your shortcomings. I will overlook everything. Like that rose. That the rose has a thorn. And you know, if you take hold of the rose, then you will get pricked. But you love the rose. And you will overlook the thorn. You will overlook the thorn. You will still buy the rose. Because the rose is so beautiful, in spite of having thorns around it. But the thorns are attached to the rose. So that beautiful vase, where you put that rose into there with the cool water, even the thorns will enjoy it because of the rose. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is a beautiful rose of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are the thorns. We just attach ourselves to his lifestyle. Allahu Akbar, Allah will overlook us. What Nabi alayhi salatu enjoyed, we will also be part of it. In the old days, we would buy rice and beans, it was loose that time. Buy the kilogram, the half a kilo, they scoop it up, and older people will understand it. And in that, now that rice came, the stones in there. The housewife on a Sunday called the children, and now she'll pick out those stones and throw it away, clean the rice out. As long as the stones were attached to the rice, They enjoyed the price of the rice, the respect of the rice. Husband brought it home. When the rice was in the shop, it was on the shelf, well taken care of. No dampness, no water, no sunlight. Brought home also, put it nicely. As long as it was together. Once the stone now was thrown away, now the dog will urinate on it, the dog will kick it, the cat will come. As long as the ummah was attached to the sunnah, subhanallah, you protected. No one could touch the ummah. No one could do anything to us. No one could to abuse the ummah. Now we find, inna lillahi, the ummah has detached themselves from the sunnah. Now we are free for all. Whether our brothers in Palestine, how they are bleeding. Is that because of their a'mal? We are one ummah. There's a weakness somewhere in the body, there's a pain in the toe, the heart feels it. The whole body is awake. But now the gangrene is there in the foot because he ate something. Not because the foot did something. Somewhere the ummah will be tested because of the a'mal of the ummah somewhere else. And the ummah will, they say, Palestine is a thermometer of the ummah. When something happens there, it's because the ummah is not doing something right. They're not paying the zakat. They're not coming on the sunnah. They're not performing the salah correctly. They're shortchanging Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But somewhere Allah shows that there's something happening in the ummah. This will happen now. This is a thermometer. For us to check, I'm part of the ummah. This sunnah lifestyle is beloved to Allah. We have a complete system of education also. Ashaba radiallahu anhu, who was more intelligent than them? Ajib ulama explained, you heard about recently what happened in Afghanistan. The brothers over there, subhanAllah, Allah Ta'ala gave them victory. What victory also? The people are still studying how it happened in a short span of time. But the crux of it, the crux of ulama explained, it was not those Taliban that really won the jihad. It wasn't them. It was the mothers of those boys that won the jihad. They were the mothers sitting at home with a fear and concern in their heart that made tarbiyat of these young boys that go out there and become shields for the deen of Allah. The mother says, sit at home, go to school, don't go to madrasa, the child will listen. The mother is the source of it. When deen will come into the homes at home within our mothers, and ta'aleem will take place. And the mother will say, he must go to madrasa. He must learn ilm. Cannot go to a kufr environment. These mothers will be the ones that will be the source, will be the catalyst, will be the spark for these children to become da'is of deen, to become friends of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. As long as the ummah was attached, we were safe. The ummah detached, then we become free for all. One example ulama give, we'll conclude on this inshallah. A person goes overseas, we have many foreigners in the country. A person goes overseas for a long period of time. Now he's returning home. He's going to see his wife after 2 weeks, 3 weeks, after 6 weeks, after 1-2 years, he's going to see her. And the desire in the heart finally is now in truth somewhere, he's in transit, certain airport. Then he sees a beautiful dress over there. And I praise in his mind, how beautiful she looks in this dress. So now he chooses it, he purchases it, he buys it, puts it hand like it, carries it in his hand. Something special for a special moment. Tonight I'll meet my wife at home, put the kids to sleep early. Then I'll give her this gift, this hadiah. Whether it be some sleepy wear, whether it be some dress and habaya. And I give it to my wife. The excitement in my heart. First time I bought her something, the reality is told me, buy it for the right size. But I bought it anyway. And I give it to her. She said, I've got a headache, but I'm tired. Just leave it there, tomorrow we'll see. You know how the heart will sink. What anticipation, anxiousness I had, and it just got destroyed like that. But she puts it on, closed the door, dim the lights a bit, and now we were. It's a different maja and maza altogether tonight. Because she's wearing something that I chose for her. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. Allah chose the sunnah for the sunnah. How thrilled you would get when Allah sees the ummah coming upon the sunnah. He's dressing like my Nabi. He's eating like my beloved. He's walking like my beloved. He's talking like my beloved. He's treating his wife like my beloved. Allah says, ask what you want. That night, whatever she will ask, she will give. When you will come out upon the sunnah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reaction is, look at how he's dressing, little boys wearing imama, coming early to the masjid. The excitement of Allah. Where this came from? The mothers at home. The father made correct mashwara, putting them in the right way. We don't need any other tariqah. We don't need any other lifestyle. We don't need the Western way of life. So Umar used to say, نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. We are such a nation, Allah gave us honor because of Islam. If we look for it anywhere else, in any other titles, accolades, in degrees, nothing, we don't need all the professionals, but we look for honor in that, Allah will disgrace us. Sahaba-i-Karam look for honor in deen. When the Sahaba-i-Karam's children would meet, and the young Sahabi would ask his friend, who is your father? Today my son, somebody asks, who is your father? He's so and so, according to his degree. He's a businessman, so he has this degree. Even the children's speech have changed, because they're listening in the car. Sahaba-i-Karam's children would meet, would ask, who is your father? My father is a Badri. Took part in the Battle of Badr. Allah, my father is a big man. My father from Ahl Uhud, from Khandaq, from Muta, from Yamama, from Yarmouk. Then how they produce the parents? We don't need any other lifestyle. This is the window period, my dear brothers. Am I going to make a decision now to bring my family upon that way? I don't need Western culture. I don't need Western way. I don't need proudly some African way. I am proudly Ummati. I'm a proud Ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we will come upon this, and we can walk anywhere in the world. Whether we're just out, right now we are afraid. Go to any airport, any papers, we are afraid what's going to happen. Once you bring the sunnah, Allah's help will be with the sunnah. Izzat will come. Allah will give us that honor. Right now we're living a fearful life. Anywhere we go. There's ummah at one time when we had the khilafat, when the ummah was upon the upon the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there was no fear for the ummah. But we have unfortunately born in this kufr environment, a Western world. We make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah returns that Islamic world once again. Where the ummah doesn't live in fear. Where we can call out to a khalifa, we call out to the ummah. Right now, who do we call out to? Yes, definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if we make the decision, I am the prime minister, the president, the amir of this country of mine, my body. All these continents in here belong to me. Without any election, I'm already the president. I must make decision without any voting that I want deen in every continent of my body. And I'll make decisions accordingly. Campaigning also my children in this part of deen, in the madrasa, studying ilm. Dunya according to zarurat. Allah will give them, Allah will never destroy them. So with this, my dear brothers, we make decisions now in the month of Ramadan. For the next part of the year now, what's the niyat of my life? My wife, what's the niyat of your life and my children? Which way am I going to put them? Tomorrow I'll be in the qabr. It should not be that my bank balance is closed. That my son is moving in the path of Allah. He's standing on the Imam's Musalla, subhanAllah, and the EF is coming to my account. Your son is moving in the path of Allah. He's moving. And I'm getting all the rewards. The excitement in the qabr will be like how when you wake up Fajr time. And you open your phone. And you see, finally the EFT came through. He paid the account. Then the rush of enjoyment, the smile comes on the face. One eye open, but he's smiling. I will say, what happened? He says, he paid the account finally. Then enjoyment will come in the qabr. When my son finished his hibs, he did his maktab, he did his nazira, and the reward is coming to the father. It's coming from the mother. Allah Ta'ala, give us understanding, my dear brothers, where we take out our time in the month of Ramadan. Go in the path of Allah. 3 days, 10 days, i'tikaf is coming also. Make the decisions, Allah will never waste us. Allah will take care of us and give us izzat also. Allah Ta'ala give us so fit in Allah.
For this one short announcement, that those brothers intending for i'tikaf, please give your names to myself or Mufti Sahib, inshallah, because i'tikaf will be starting next week, Wednesday, inshallah. Inshallah, today also the ladies' program will take place 3 to 4 in Dawood Ayyub's house. Golden Acres. So we request all the brothers to send them a salat, inshallah, 3 to 4 p.m. JazakAllah khair.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فيا ايها الناس وحدوا الله فان التوحيد راس الطاعات واتقوا الله فان التقوى ملاك الحسنات فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حيان عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا رضي الله تعالى عنهما وعن كل صحابة أجمعين. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم بحب أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغض أبغضهم وخير الناس قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قال الله تبارك وتعالى فاذكروني يذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون.
In short, we saw gaps in the sense, much place in the masjid also brings up to the whole to close the gaps of the child. Salat place to the left and to the right, so the brothers can come in and fill in the gaps to the right.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر Rasulullah had a salah, al-falah. And upon with his salah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.